The Mishnayis Masech Tepsochim, Rabta Perak Tes, Mishnah Vov. Again, Omer Rabbi Yeshua says, Shomati, he heard over from his Rabbeim, that Shetmura Sapesach Krevo, that if you make a Tmura from a Korban Pesach, that you bring it for a Korban, Utmura Sapesach Ein Krevo, and also he heard that if you make a Tmura, meaning to say if you have a Korban Pesach here, and you take another beim and you say zu tacha zez, this should be instead of that. So you make the second one into a tamura, the exchange for the korban pesach. That usually the halacha is both remain the kedusha, and you bring both of them for korban. But I heard that by korban pesach utmuras pesach ain't a kreva, that it's not brought for korban. The ain't the lefarish. I'm sure did not know how to explain how we heard. Like, is it brought or isn't it brought? So on this, Omer of Kibur Kibur said, Ani Afarash, I will explain it to you. It depends. Ha Pesach shenimtza kodem shchitas ha Pesach. You lost your korban Pesach, and you brought a second one, and now you found the first one. Ha Pesach shenimtza was found before you brought your korban Pesach. In other words, again, you lost it, and you amafrish, you set aside a second one, and you found the one that was lost before you made a shchit on the second one. And both of them are in front of you right now, b'shas t'shchita. So in such a case, t'alocher is yiroa t'shistoyiv. This one that you found now, you cannot bring it itself for carbon, but you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you be poyder it v'yimarch, you could sell it, and v'yikach b'dom shlom, with the money of it, you buy a korban shlomim. And therefore, b'chein t'muros, if you make a t'mur on this korban pesach now, since it itself is not koruv, the same halach applied to its t'mur, it's also not koruv, it itself. But rather, wait till it comes to balmum and sell it, and with the money bring a shlomim. But let's say, achas shchitas pesach, you find the korban that was lost. After you brought the second, you brought your korban pesach, the second one that you set aside now, and you brought that one already. So therefore, the first one was already nitche, it's not fit for korban pesach. The halach is, it becomes an automatic korban shlomim. Therefore, korban shlomim in itself is brought for korban shlomim, and therefore, v'chein tumurah. So the same halach would apply to the tumurah; it would also be brought for korban shlomim. Mishnah Zayin: Hamafrish nekeva lepischa. Somebody sets aside a nekeva for korban pesach, and it's not kosher. Korban pesach dafka has to be a zohar, a male, and only a ben shana, less than a year old. Once it's a year old, it's possible. Or else, a zocher, somebody set aside a zocher, but ben shtei shonim means more than a year old. It's not fit to be brought for korban pesach. So halacha is yiroyat shistoyev. Again, you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then the yimachi you could sell it. For yiplu dam nedava, the money of it you have to be brought for a nedava, for korban nedava, for ilas nedava. Hamafrish pisla, somebody sets aside a korban pesach for meis, and the owner of it dies, and nobody else was appointed upon this korban, so halacher is lo yivienu b'noi achrov. His son cannot bring it, cannot use it, l'shem pesach, for the purpose of a korban pesach, elo rather l'shem shlomim. Since the owner died, it's not fit for korban pesach anymore, it's like nitcha from a pesach, and automatically becomes into korban shlomim, so the son could bring it for a korban shlomim. Yemishneches, ha pesach shenis orev bezvochim, a korban pesach that got mixed up with other korbanos of somebody else. Let's say there were three toloim there. One was a korban pesach, one was a korban oil, one was a korban osham. So halacha is kulam yiro achi stavu. All three of them, or as many as got mixed up, you have to let them all pasture in the fields until they become a balmum. And again, now that it's a balmum, v'yimochu, you could sell them, be paid to them. V'yovi b'dimei ha'yofa shebem imin zeh. You have to then, from the value of the best one of them, bring each one of these three kabonas over to meha yofer shebem imin zeh the yafsad amoysim beis, and you lose out the money from your house. In other words, from this money now, you do not know the best one of them, whether it was a pesach, a noel, or a shlomim. So masafik, you have to buy now. Let's say the best one was worth $100. You have to spend $100 now on three different kabbonis, meaning you have to spend $100 on a korban pesach, $100 on a korban osham, and $100 on a korban oila. Even though the three behemoths themselves, let's say, was only worth $250. So you're losing out $50 that you have to spend from your own money. What's going to be Nisora ba Bechoris? Let's say Korban Pesach got mixed up with a Bechor, a Korban Bechor. So here Rabbi Shimon says, Im Chaburas Kanim Yechelu. If the Chabura of the Korban Pesach were all Kanim, and the coins Ladi from a Korban Bechor, so therefore you could bring it from Manashach. Because the Avoidas are all done the same thing. Shita Mo Bateras on Leo Pesach, Bateras of Korban Pesach. And bring an Erev Pesach and eat both of them at night time, because they have the same aloch as the Korban Pesach and the Korban Bechor. Mishnah Tes. Chabura she'ovat pischo. A chabura that lost their Korban Pesach. V'yom, let's say five people were appointed on one Korban Pesach, and they lost it. V'yom l'yechot, so the four of them said to the fifth one, to one of them, say, you go out, u'bakesh, u'shchert aleinu. Go out and try and find the korban that we lost, and if you find it, shecht it for us, like we still want to be a part of that korban. And then what happened was, v'holach u'motza v'shachat. And the person went out and found it, and shecht it l'shem korban Pesach. V'holach u'motza v'shachat. V'heim, but in the meantime, these other four people say it at home, lokhu, they bought another korban Pesach, v'shachat, and they shecht it the second one for themselves. So it's like this: Im shaloi nishchat rishon. If the one that was found first was brought first, suaycho mishaloi, veim eichlo veheim eichlan imay mishaloi. So the one that found it, for sure, he's yotze with that korban, and the other four people also are yotze with that korban, because that korban was brought first, and they wanted him to bring it for themselves, and therefore the second korban that they brought is not a korban pesach anymore. Let's be veim shalehen nishchat rishon. Let's say no that. The four that stayed home, they brought a second korban. That one was brought first before the first one found the old one. Sen alocher is hey moichu mishlem. These four people now eat from the second korban that they brought. They haven't dast the biyosa with that korban pesach, and that one was brought first. For who? But this fifth one that went out to find the first one, he did not have in mind to be yotze with the second korban, but he only had a mind to be yotze with the first one. Therefore, v'uaychum mishloah, he has a right to eat from the korban that he found. What's going to be v'yemeni yedei yezemem nishchat rishon? We do not know which one of these two kabonis were brought first, or else oisha shachatu shneim kiechot, or if both of them were brought at the exact same time. The locher is hu oichel mishloah, that this fifth one, the one that went out to find the first one, he for sure could eat from that korban, because he did not have in mind to be yotze with the second korban. But for him, the other four people that brought a second korban, they cannot eat, not with the first one, because maybe their korban was brought first. For shalahen, and their own korban also they cannot eat, because maybe the first one was shechted first. And therefore, for shalahen, their korban pesach, yates lebet sreif, goes out to be burnt. But upturim elasas pesach sheni, all five of them are freed from bringing a second korban pesach, because lemaisa, the first korban was brought for them, a monashach, they had a korban brought for them. Even though they do not eat from the korban, as this Mishnah Tan holds, that the achilas ha-pesach is not makif, you can still be yotzi korban, even though you cannot eat from it. What's going to be omar lehen? Let's say the one that went out to find the korban said to the other four, that im echarti, if I come back late, then su v'shachatu alai, I also want to appoint you five, go out and bring another korban that I should be part of your korban. And here the other four did not say back to the first one, like, go out and find it, and if you find the first one, we want to be part of you. They did not say that. Here they did not, the first one was lost, they gave up hope. Only one person decided to go out and find it. But the one that went out to find it said to the other four, in case I come back late and you bring another korban, I want to be part of yours. Now what happened was, v'holach u'motza v'shochat, if one person went out to find it and he found that person that was lost, and they also went and bought a second korban and they shechted it, l'shem the first one also. So it depends. Im shelehen nishchat rishon. If the other four people that went out to buy a second one, they shechted theirs first and they also had a mind to be yotze mitzi the first one. So then that's it. The four people have for sure right heat from the korban they brought now. And v'uaychli moyen, the first one that went to find the first korban and did not find it in time, but rather the second one brought a second one first, he also has the right heat from them, because he told them that they should appoint him also. What's going to be though, v'im shaloi nishchet rish? Let's say this one that went out to find the first korban found it, and he brought that korban first. Then the lacha is hu oichu m'shaloi. So this one person, he has a right to eat from the korban that he brought, because that one was brought before the second one was brought. A second korban sees yotze with that first korban. But for him, these other four people that went to bring a second korban, oichle mishalem, they have a right heat from that korban, because they did not tell the first one, go out and find it for us. They gave up on the first korban, and they only had in mind to bring the second korban. Therefore, the second korban is the korban they eat from. What's going to be the yemeina yadu if we do not know ezem yen nishchet rishon, which korban was brought first? All your ills sheshachatu shneim kechet, both of them shechted the same time. So then, hey noichle mishlem, these four people for sure have a right to eat from their own korban, because they did not have in mind to eat from the first ones. But for who, the first one that went out to find his old korban that was lost, hey noichle mum, he cannot eat with them, because maybe his shchit was done first. And also with shaloi and his own, he cannot eat from, because maybe their korban was brought first and it's part of their korban. Therefore, with shaloi, his korban pesach, yates lebeis Yisrael, has to go out to be burnt, he cannot eat from it. And therefore, but still, upotim lasas pesach sheni, he's potim from bringing a second korban pesach, because he's yotze with the first korban manashach. Either his korban or the other korban was brought for him, the manashach is yotze. Omar lohen, what's going to be if he said to them, if I come back late, I want to be part of you? For yom ruloi, but those four also said to the first one, go out and find it. If you find it, bring it for us. So both appointed the other ones also. So then the halacha is oichlon kulim in arishim. If the first one found the first korban, then everybody can eat from the first one, because the other four told the first one, go shecht for us. That's if the first one shechted his korban first. What's going to be v'yameini yodeya, we do not know ezim nishkat rishon, which one of these two korbanos were brought first. So then the halacha is now shneim yotz l'meis ha'sreifa. All five of them have a suffix, which korban is the korban they're supposed to eat from. Because if the first korban, the one that was lost, was brought first, they're supposed to eat from that one. And then the second one is not a korban pesach. If the second one they brought was brought first, then they're supposed to eat from that korban, not from the first one. So we do not know. So halacha is, nobody could eat from any of these two. We don't know which one is the real korban pesach. And still, them stam da pot from pesach sheni. What's going to be lo yom alehen vo yom ruloi? Let's say the one that went out did not tell the other ones to do it for him, and the other ones did not tell the one that went out to do it for me. So then, one has nothing to do with the other one. Therefore, the one that goes out, and if he finds the korban, that's his korban. He's yotze with that. I don't care which shechita took place first. And the other four, they go out and buy their own korban pesach, they're yotze with that korban. One does not have to do with the other ones. Mishneh Yud. Shtei chaburos, two groups of people, shenesorvo pescheim, each group had their own korban pesach, and these two korban pesach got mixed up together. So how do they work it that they're able to eat from the korban? Because if it's not your korban, you're not supposed to eat from it. So the Mishnah says, Eilu moishchen len echod, v'yelu moishchen len echod. Each one of these two chaburos take one of the korbanos to themselves. Now, we have to be afraid, though, maybe each one has the wrong korban. How can they eat from it? So what they have to do is echod me'elu bo'loi etzel elu. One person from, let's say, the right chabura has to go over to the left chabura. V'yechod me'elu bo'loi etzel elu. And one person from the left chabura has to go over to the right chabura. So now for sure you have at least one person that's fitting teeth from this korban. Because either the first four is fitting teat, or else this fifth one that came over from the other korban is fitting teat from this korban. And therefore, the koch heimorim, this is where they have to say one to another. Im shelonu, the four, like let's say each chabur had five people. So what happens now is one of the five go to the other side, and one of the other five comes to this side. So now the four original ones says to this new one that just came over, Im shelonu, who are pesach hazeh, this korban pesach is really ours. Then yodecha meshuchas mishaloch, then your hands, you should be taken away from your korban pesach, the other one. Then nimnei sashlon, we're appointing you to be part of our korban pesach, so you could eat with us. But let's say v'yim shalochu, let's say this korban we have now is not really ours, it's yours, it's from the other chabura. If this Korban Pesach really belongs to you, then yodeinu, our hands, meshuchas mishlonu, we're taking ourselves away from our own Korban Pesach. V'nimneinu ashlach, we want to be appointed to be part of your Korban Pesach. The kids, we want to eat from this Korban that we have here right now. V'chein, and the same thing, the other side says the same way also. So as long as you have at least one person that for sure could eat from this Korban, you have a right to make this deal that we are, Meshucha is taken away from our original Korban. We want to be appointed now on this new Korban to eat from this Korban here. The Mishnah says, V'chein, the same thing applies, Chomish Chaburus, you have five different groups. Shel Chamisha Chamisha, each one has five people. Or else, V'shel Ashar Asar, each one has 10 people upon their group. The same thing, Moishchen Lon Echad Mikor Chabur, V'chabur, you have to take one person from each Chabura to change him around. V'chein, hey, no, I'm going to send and say over. As long as for sure you have one person here that's appointed on this Korban, you can make this deal that the other ones say, if it's not really our Korban, we're taking ourselves away from our Korban, and we want to be appointed onto your Korban to be able to eat from this Korban. Mishnah Yud Aleph. What's going to be Shnayim Shenis Orvo Pischayim? Let's say Reuven and Shimon both had their own Korban Pesach, only one person on each Korban. The two Korbanos got mixed up together. So now, Zem Moshech Le'echad, Zem Moshech Le'echad. Reuven draws to himself one Korban, and Shimon draws to himself one Korban. Each one draws a Korban to themselves. But the other problem is, maybe each one took the other one's Korban. And since there's only one person on this Korban, then maybe it's not yours, you have no right to eat from it. There's not for sure one person that could eat from this Korban. So what you have to do is now, Zem Mani Imay Echad Menashuk. The Reuven appoints another person from the Shuk to be part of his Korban Pesach. Vize and Shimon also appoints Meman Imoy Echad Menashuk. Has to take somebody out from the street and appoint him to be on his Korban Pesach. So it comes out now each Korban has two people appointed on them. Now, Ze Bo Eitzel Ze, the one that Reuven appointed goes over to the other Korban. Vize Bo Eitzel Ze, and the one that Shimon appointed comes over to Reuven's Korban. And now for sure you have one person that's really appointed on this Korban, because you have Reuven and the other persons. They're both on this right Korban. So Manashach, one of these two people really belong here. Now, the Kachay Murmur, this is the word they say to one another. Im Shali Yuapes, Reuven says, if this Korban Pesach that I have here right now is really my Korban, then Yodecha Meshucha Mishaloch, you're that coming now from Shimon's Korban, draw yourself away from his Korban. I'll appoint you on my Korban. You can eat from my Korban Pesach here. But now Reuven says, let's say this Korban is not really mine, but really it belongs to my friend Shimon, and therefore you're part of Shimon's Pesach. So therefore you have the right to eat from this Korban, and therefore Yodai Meshuchas Mishli, I'm drawing away myself from the other Korban that really belongs to me. And I want to be part of you on this Korban Pesach. So Manashach, now you have a right to eat from this Korban that's in front of you. And the same, that's the way Reuven does, that's the way Shimon does, and therefore they're both mutter to eat from the Korban each one has.
Yeah, Mishnayis Psochim, we're up to the 10th parak. The Mishnah says, Mishnah Aleph, Arve Psochim, that means Erev, the whole Erev Pesach, Somach LaMincha, near Mincha. The locher is lo yoichal adam, a person should not eat then on erev Pesach ad shetechshech, until it becomes evening. And there's a special inyan here, in order to eat the matzah beleil Pesach betayva with a desire, therefore you're not supposed to eat on erev Pesach. At least you should not start to eat. And the Gemara says that our Mishnah means mincha katana, which is like 3:30 in the afternoon. So from 3:30 you should not eat anything until it becomes evening. And the Mishnah says, "V'afilu onisha b'Yisrael, even a poor person, lo yoichal ad sheyosef, when it comes the night time by Pesach, he should not eat unless he has the mitzvah of haseiba. In other words, unless he's lying down on the left side. And also, v'lo yivchasu loy miyarbo koisis shayin, he should not have less than four cups of wine, even though he's an oni. And v'afilu minatamchui." Even if he's a person that has to go around collecting tzedakah, that means taking the food from tzedakah, still he should have four kaisais by the Seder Pesach Benayit. Mishnah Beis, Mozgu Loikos Rishon, they pour the first cup for Kiddush, so of wine. So Beisham Yom, Beisham says, Mavorach Alayim, first you make like Kiddush, V'yachakach Mavorach Alayim, and then you make the Brocha Borei Pri HaGofen. However, Beisil Loim, Beisil says, that's the way we do it, Mavorach Alayim, no, first we make a Brocha on the wine, Borei Pri HaGofen, that's Todir, that comes often, and that's the Iker of the Kiddush is Alayim, you have to make a Borei Pri HaGofen first. V'yachakach, after that, Mavorach Alayim, then we make Kiddush, then we make the Brocha for Kiddush, Alakos. Mishnah Gimel, Heviyu Lefonov, they bring in front of him different type of vegetables. So metapel bechazeres, he's supposed to dip the vegetables into chazeres. This is the Indian of karpas. So Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that even though he only has, let's say, moror, he only has Roman lettuce, still, even though he's going to use this later for the moror, still now by karpas he should also dip it in into the charoses. So that's called metapel. This is it now in bechazeres. With the Roman lettuce. Now this is done after Kiddush. At Shemigila Paperas Hapas, until later comes in the meal, until it comes to the Paperas Hapas. There are different pshatim in here. Some say it means until we come to the Zman of Moror, which eat later on in the meal after Matzah. It's called Paperas because that's like bitter. It like makes you want to eat more. So in other words, you wait until you have Moror. Later, heviyu lefon of then after you finish like the Haggadah, heviyu lefon of matzah, they bring in front of you matzah, v'chazeres, and again you take your Roman lettuce, v'charoises, and now you have the charoises here that you're going to dip the chazeres into it. U'shnei tavshilin, you're supposed to have two tavshilin also, one is zecher for the Korban Pesach, that's the shank bone we use, and one is zecher for the Korban Chagiga, usually is an egg. Now, afal pi, Shein charoises mitzvah, even though charoises is not really a mitzvah. In other words, even though there's no special mitzvah to have the charoises, that's, you know, like the ground up nuts and apples, still we have it in order to take away a little bit of the bitterness of the maror. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, mitzvah. No, it's a mitzvah to have the charoises, because it looks like tit, it looks like the cement, the way the Jews had to work in Mitzrayim, therefore there's a mitzvah to have it. When Bzman had the Beis Hamikdash, after they had the matzah, then they would bring the guf of the Korban Pesach, then they would eat the Korban Pesach, which was roasted. Mishnah Dalet, Mozgu loy koit sheni, like after they finished the after they said Kiddush and they had karpas, before you start saying the Haggadah, they pour the second kais. That's before you even start saying Manashtana. They can now, after you poured, they filled up the second kais, they can have ben shel aviv. Now the son asks his father, he asks him the Manashtana. The yemein das beben, let's say the son is too young, he does not know how to ask the full question. So aviv malamdo is a special inyan, the father is supposed to teach his sons the four questions. What are they? Manashtana lalozem, mikol lalos. Why is this night different than all other nights? Shebuchol halelos onu echlim chametzu matzah halalu hazeh kula matzah. Tonight we only eat matzah. Shebuchol halelos onu echlim shayirokos. We eat all types of vegetables. Halalu hazeh maror. Tonight we have to eat maror. Shebuchol halelos onu echlim basotzli. The bezman the beis hamikdash, we are able to eat any type of meat. Shalak, whether it was roasted or else shalak cooked. Umavushol, but shalak is very well cooked. But tonight, a Pesach, you have to only eat roasted. The Korban Pesach was roasted. And the fourth question is, Shebechol Alelos Onu Matbilim Pamachas Halaylo Azeh Shtei Pamim. All times we dip in only once. Tonight we dip in twice. By Karpas and by Maror. Well, if he died to Shoben Ovi Malamdoi, and according to how smart the son is, that's the way the father has to teach him and answer him. To answer him, to explain to him all the nisim that happened, Pesach Benayit. Now, Maschil B'Gnus, we start off the Haggadah by saying Gnus, saying the Bere Balkla Yisrael, which according to one man Yom, that's Avodah Mayinu. Or Misayim B'Shvach, we end off saying praises about Klai Yisrael, that Eheinu Kershakarenu Amokum Avodosa V'Golas Avzenu V'Mitzrayim. Now, the derish yostaf the darshan by the seida may aram yoved ovi ad sheyigma kol pasha kula. We have to darshan this whole pasha, the pasha of aram yoved ovi, which is said by the pasha bikurim. In other words, bikurim is something like a koras atoiv. Hashem gave you fruits, so the first fruits you have to bring to the base of Migdash. That's bikurim. Pesach b'nayin also, we have to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the great nisim that he did. Mishneh Hei, Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer, he used to say, Kol shloi omash shloi shedvor melu b'pesach, whoever would not say these three things by the side of Pesach by night, lo yotzi yedei chavosi, not yotzi the mitzvah of sipi tzis mitzroyim. That's what some of us learn. Other mitzvah learn that goes on the actual mitzvahs themselves. But v'elu hein, these are the three things. Pesach, matzah, mor. You have to mention the union of Korban Pesach, the union of Achilas Matzah, and the union of Mor. And you also have to explain why we have these mitzvahs. In other words, Pesach. Why do we have the Korban Pesach Hashum? Why? Sheposach HaMokum HaBotei Avosenu BeMitzrayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses of the Jews in Mitzrayim when it came to kill out the Makas Mechorus. Matzah Al Shum Shenigalu Avosenu BeMitzrayim. Because Klai Yisrael was saved, redeemed, they didn't have enough time to let the bread become chametz, so rather they ate at matzah. Moror, Hashem Shemeru HaMitzvah Meschaya V'Senu B'Mitzrayim, that the Mitzrayim made it bitter for our fathers living in Mitzrayim. Then the Mishnah ends off, Bechol Dor V'Dor, every generation, Chayivotim Liris Esatzma, a person has to see himself, Kilu Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim, as if he went out of Mitzrayim. Shneema, the Pasuk says, V'Garato L'Vincha V'Yemahu, you have to tell over to your son, Lamer, saying that Bavur Zeh, because of this, Bavur Zeh also Hashem libesesis mi Mitzrayim. Hashem did all these things when we went out of Mitzrayim. Lefikach, therefore, anachnu chayov, we have an obligation, lahido is to thank Hashem, lahalo to praise Him, l'shabeach, l'foyer, l'roimim, l'hadel, l'vorach, l'ale, l'kaleis, all different ways of praising Hashem, l'mishos, l'avisayinu, for the one that did to our fathers, belonging unto us. As Kolanisa Meila, all these great miracles, that Hoitzionu Miyadnus Lecheris, Hashem took us out from slavery to freedom, Miyogoin from sorrow to simchat happiness, or Miyevolim from Avelus to Yomtuf, to make it into a Yomtuf, or Miyafela from darkness Lior God to great light, or Mishibudim from hardship Lagula to freedom. For name of Hallelujah, we have to say Hallel in front of Hashem. Mishnevov, Ad Heichin Uweimer, to how far do we say Hallel on the Seder by night? Beisharma Yerma Shami says, Ad Eim Habonim Smecha. That's all till there. We still learn, no, Ad Chalomish Lomayin Amoyim. For Chosim, then we end up with a Brocha Begula. We say, Brocha Hashem Goa Yisrael. Rabbi Tafin Oimer, we say more than that. Asher Golonu, V'Gola Savasenu Mitzroyim, Hashem redeemed us and our fathers from Mitzroyim. Lohoye Chosim, and he didn't end off with a Brocha. Then Mishnah Zayin, Mozgu loy kloy shlishi. Then they used to fill up the third kois, and on that you used to bench Mevorach al Mazayin, and the third cup by the Seder, you would say Brichas Hamozen. You would bench. Revi, then they would fill up the fourth kois. Goymer Olav as a Hallel, then you would finish saying the Hallel on the fourth cup. V'yom Olav Olav Brichas Hashir. You would also say the Brichas Hashir. That's the machlek, is exactly the Tzihalucha, Shem Lekem Kol Masecho. Yeah. And Brochot Hashem, Melech Mula Batish Brochis. Now, Ben HaKaisis HaLolu, in between these four Kaisis, Emroitza Lishtois Yishta, if you want to, you're allowed to. Now, it's between the first and second cup, you're allowed to. But Ben Shlishis Levi, between the third and the fourth cup, Lo Yishta, here, not allowed to drink wine. Because we're afraid maybe you become shikr. Since you can't eat anymore, we're afraid if you drink after the third cup, maybe you become shikr. Mishneches, v'yein maftirin achar pesach afikoymin. After we eat the afikoymin, you're not allowed to eat anything else. We want the tam of the afikoymin to stay inside your mouth the whole night. Yoshnu miksos, let's say some of the people went to sleep. Yoichlu, still they could still eat. Kulon, but if all the people from the Bnei Chabur went to sleep, lo yoichlu, then you can't eat from the Korban Pesach. Because it's a hesach das from the Pesach. they gave up, they stopped their mind, they didn't think about eating the Korban Pesach anymore, they all went to sleep. But if at least if you have one person awake, that one person still has das light to eat the Korban Pesach, that helps for all the Bnei Chabura. We have Yesi Yemer Nisnamnu Yechlu, if they're just dozing off, we can still eat. Nirdumula Yechlu, but if he really fell asleep, a good sleep, that's a Hesach Adas, then he cannot eat anymore that night. He cannot eat even from the Korban Pesach. Mishneh Tes, HaPesach Acha Chatzos, Metames Yadayim. The Korban Pesach after Chatzos, it's Metames Yadayim. In other words, it's Tzir Noiser. Like the Mishneh holds, the mitzvah is tidit up until Chatzos. It's like a Blazer Ben Azayah. The Minatari, the Pesach is only Nechal Ad Chatzos. After that, it's already Noiser. That's the Indian Tita Afi Chaymen before Chatzos. Now, ha-pigul, any meat that's pigul, a korban that was brought with the wrong machshavis, tidit the wrong time, or else via noiser, any meat of kachin that was left over, metama mesiyodayim, whoever touches it, his hands become tummy. Derech birchas ha-pesach, if you made a bracha on the korban pesach, pot the reso zevach, that bracha also helps for the korban that you're bringing. In other words, with the korban pesach, they also used to bring the korban chagiga, which is called chagiga sarbasa. So if you make a bracha on the Korban Pesach, that frees you from the bracha lezevach. What about berach es shel zevach? You make the bracha on the Korban Chagiga, lepoter es shel pesach, that does not free you from making the bracha on the Korban Pesach. Because the ikur is the Korban Pesach. Did Rabbi Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva imeno, loizu paterazu, loizu paterazu. Each bracha does not help for the other one. There are like two separate brachas here. There's a bracha on the Korban Pesach, and then there's a bracha on the Korban Chagiga. So you have to make two separate brachas. Each one you eat, you have to make its own bracha. All right, we'll stop here. Akan is the 10th parak of Masechta Shnayis, Masechta Pesachim.